It's the Daily Dog with Michelle Forto. We are sponsored by Alaska Dog Works. It is Friday, August 25th, and we are going to go right into the second part of our critical periods in a puppy's development program. We left off yesterday on the 21st day. On the 21st day, all of the puppy's senses begin to function. The senses were present in the puppy during the first critical period, but were dormant. The 21st day of the puppy's life is like an automatic switch that turns on. It also turns on the second and possibly the most important critical period in the puppy's life. So that's our recap. During the 21st to the 28th day, this period, the puppy needs its mother more than any other time. The brain and nervous system begin to develop. Awareness begins to take place. And in this mental stage, a new puppy finds the world that surrounds it rather frightening. Things that happen can be frightening experiences. A puppy removed from its mother during this second critical period will never attain the mental and emotional growth that it could and would have if it had been left alone. The social stress of being alive and the awareness of it has its greatest impact during this second critical period in the new puppy's life, that is, between the third and fourth weeks. It may seem peculiar to some that no other times in a dog's life presents the same prowess to such emotional upsets, and that such upsets could have such a traumatic and permanent effect on the puppy's social attitudes. It is during the second critical period in the new puppy's life that the characteristic of nervousness can generate shyness and other negative qualities in a puppy. Once adverse conditions have developed negative qualities in this second critical period, no amount of reconditioning or training later in life will alter or significantly modify the resultant negative characteristics. At Alaska Dog Works, I talk to people about this a lot. In Alaska, you are allowed to sell puppies at age 6 weeks. This means that the breeder has to start weaning the puppies from the mother around this critical period, the 24th through the 28th week. That is detrimental to young puppies, as this article is explaining. And once that occurs, either by a rescue, a shelter, or the breeder themselves, it is impossible to correct that for that dog later on in life. We will go into part three, the 5 to 7 weeks, tomorrow for our part three of the critical periods in a puppy's development. Thank you for joining me.